training's been going fine. I'm sort of just so excited. The chance of competing in a home Olympics, it's just an amazing opportunity. Can't wait now. It's nerve-wracking, but exciting, definitely.
How close to it do you feel? I mean, here we are in Tiverton. It's pouring down with rain outside your kitchen here. You know, you've got your little boy at nursery at the moment, and you're going to the Olympics. You're representing your country in your home Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, it's really motivating going to the Olympics and being a mum. You say he's at nursery, but he only goes two mornings a week. The rest of the time, he's here, and we love that. And I feel really privileged to be able to combine the both with the support of my husband, Gav, who also coaches me, obviously looks after him while I train. But Tiverton's been a great base for us. We haven't been on any training camps since we've had our little boy, and I do all my mileage along the Grand Western Canal and train at Exeter Arena on the track, and also the Exeter Valley Leisure Centre have been really helpful as well, letting me use their facilities. So that's been really, really helpful. And yeah, I've got everything I need here, apart from the weather, like you say, has not been great this summer, and I've just had to get on with it, doing track sessions in monsoon rain and just put in the hard work. And you know, you still get fit, just get on with it, really.
And you're back here in Devon. You've got your place in London selling up there, and you're now basing yourself in Devon. How important is that for you?
Yeah, it's really important to us because we're from Devon. We always knew we'd settle here permanently in the end, because we've got a house sold now in London, and we didn't want to. We've been based down here permanently for a long time, but it was a matter of making sure I tried to qualify for the Olympics rather than, you know, doing the final move when it would have been difficult then to qualify for the Olympics at the same time. And I'm thrilled to be going to this Olympics. It'll be my fourth one. So at this stage, obviously, it's very important for me to be a good mum, and being based somewhere permanently for my little boy is just so important to me. So it's all worked out well.
You talk about training alongside the canal. The Grand Western Canal was a kind of deciding factor for you as to where you were going to buy your house, and that played a big part. Why? What's so special about the Grand Western Canal?
Yeah, the canal's perfect, and that was the decision. The fact that we just need to live near the canal. And I think it was quite funny because when we bought this house, we bought it before we'd actually had another walk around the town centre. We'd obviously been here years ago, and obviously we're in Devon all the time, but we just thought, I mean, we actually really like Tiverton, it's a lovely place, but at the time it's like, there's the canal, we need to live by it, you know. So that's what we did, and it's perfect. I think what's special about it is it's, you know, miles and miles really of just off road. You know, you need to do long runs, but you can't do it all on the tarmac, you're going to get a lot of injuries. So having a good surface, which is an off road surface that you can just run and run, that's what's crucial for distance running, really. I do a bit of road running, but you can't do 2.5 hour runs on the road and then recover the next day and crack on with the rest of the training. You have to have a good surface, so it's perfect.
Olympics number 4, Joe.
Yeah, it's kept me going this stage in my career. I'm getting older now, so it's definitely kept me going, the thought of having the opportunity of doing a home Olympics. It's something really special.
Well, and not just the 5,000, but the 10,000 metres as well. That was announced in the last few weeks.
Yeah, the 10,000 would be my priority just because it's the first race. But I have experienced doubling up before, so I'm, you know, fully planning to compete in both events. But obviously it is really tough, but having the chance to run, you know, in your own country, in Olympics, it's just a special opportunity, and I'll just give it my all on the day, definitely.
And what about your little boy? Will he be there watching mum as well?
Yeah, he'll be there watching. He does seem to understand what I do now, and it's quite fun, and he comes to track sessions with us, but we just have either of our parents there, and they chase him around the track a bit. So he sees what I do, and he's got the difference now. If he comes to watch me race, he says, oh, is it a track or is it a stadium? Because he knows that when it's a stadium, he's not allowed to run on it. Because at first he didn't get that. We went to the first track race of the year, and he couldn't understand why he wasn't allowed to run on it when he got there. So he's got used to that now. But yeah, I mean, being a mum makes me so much happier in my personal life. So it's really motivating to be running and, you know, have a little boy. So it's all good fun.